हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम भद्रं कर्णेभ्यः शृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्ताक्षो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ So we saw in this Mandukya Upanishad 4th chapter, we are seeing now how Gaudapada Acharya refuted the Bauddha philosophers, Sautrantikaha and also Vaibhashikaha. He did not refute them directly. He only presented how even the Yogacara Bauddha himself refutes Sautrantika and Vaibhashika philosophers. Then we also saw the difference between the Yogacara Bauddha and Anadvaiti. Even though they are very, very similar, very close, but still a big difference between Yogacara Bauddha and Anadvaiti. When talking about the Jagat, they both mean the same. They both say the same thing. For both of them, there is no Jagat separate from the experiencer consciousness. There is no Jagat outside of, separate from, different from the experiencer consciousness. Which means the Jagat is Mithya. Mithya means what? It is as good as non-existent. You say it is as good as non-existent, it has no independent existence of its own. It is only an appearance of the experiencer consciousness. Which means, but what is consciousness there? The consciousness for Yogacara Bauddha is, you know, the fleeting, temporary, momentary consciousness which comes and goes, appears and disappears, appears and disappears. Whereas, that's why he's called a Kshanika Vijnana Vadi, whereas this Advaiti is a Nitya Vijnana, Nityam Vijnanam, which means for him consciousness is beginningless, endless, changeless, everlasting, ever remaining, eternal one, consciousness, Nityam Vijnanam. Therefore Gaudapada Acharya himself refutes this Yogacara Bauddha also. We saw that also later on. And just to say, there is no such a thing called object at all. There is no object. When you say there is no object, can there be subject then? Even though we use the term experiencer all the time, or knower, experiencer, observer, we've been using this. Only holding on to experience alone, we hold on to the experience, then there is an experiencer, we talk about the experiencer all the time. Even we arrive at the truth, how? Even for us to arrive at the truth of the whole, we are holding on to the experiencer, and then finally we say what? There is no object at all means, then there cannot be subject also. You must establish an object for you to have subject there. If there is no object, then where is subject? Therefore, subject also is not there. You resolve the experiencer, you see the experiencer, the knower, the state is only a status attributed to the consciousness obtaining in a mind, isn't it? Therefore we say there is no experiencer also. Experience also is consciousness. Therefore, that's why this Jnatru, Jnana, Jnaya, Triputi, Bhedaha results here. There's no time-space difference. Then there's no difference caused by time or space. There's no difference caused by Jnatru, Jnana, Jnaya, Triputi, Bhedaha. The knower, known, knowledge, difference also are not there. Then what is there is no subject, no object, no time, no space, no knowledge, knower, known deficiency. Therefore, there is only Brahma. There is only Brahma. Then what apart, what is then? There is no Jagat. There is no Jagat. There is only Brahma. There is no Jagat at all. Which means, there is no Jagat means, there is no Jagat is not one. Because you couldn't establish the Karyam. You could establish the karnam also. Therefore, there is no cause, there is no effect, there is no knower, there is no known, there is no Jagat, there is no creation, there is only Brahma. And this Jagat is only a name, another word, another substantive for the same substance. Just as the substantive for the same substance. There is no different substance for the Jagat substantive. Therefore, different name for same thing, which we saw last class. And to establish, we just see the 27th karika. Nimittam nasada chittam.
Nimittam nasada chittam.
Samsprashatyadvasutrishu. Animittam. To viparyasah.
Animito viparyasah.
Katham tasya bhavishyati.
Katham tasya bhavishyati.
So, nimit, here in this context, the word chittam here, you have to remember, definitely chittam does not mean mind, does not mean memory. Here chittam means consciousness, chaitanyam. Chittam nimittam na sada samsprashati. Sada na kadapi. Na sada should be taken as na kadapi. Never does consciousness touch any object. Contact taint the object. Which means what? Consciousness does not touch, cannot touch because there is no object. Why? Because for one thing to touch, contact, no, taint, there must be a second thing. There is no second thing, you know, second parallel reality, there is a second object here for consciousness to touch that, attain that. Na samsprashati advasu trishu. You know, never. Even if there is, you experience the object, also before the origination of something or during its existence or after its resolution also, consciousness does not touch, which we saw last class. Which means, I said, which means, just as water can never touch the wave, water can never touch any of the waves, water can never touch the ocean, because the waves were, before they came into existence, they were in the water. After their existence also, they do not exist outside of the water. Even when they resolve, also, they dissolve only in the water. Never. Look, okay, never does water touches, taints, contacts the waves. Then the consciousness never does it touch the Jagat here, anything here. That's why chittam nimittam na samsprashati. Na samsprashati. Trishu advasu, trishu kaleshu. In all the times. That was said, therefore that sentence negates the object being there. There is no such thing called object at all. Object means object of knowledge is not there. There is no experienced world. There is no experienced Jagat. Which you think it very much there, it is not there. Isn't it? Only mithya. There is no such thing called experienced Jagat at all. There is no experiencer also. There is only consciousness. Negate the experienced Jagat, they negate the experiencer status, then say only Chaitanyam Brahmaivasti, we have to say first Brahmaivasti. Then you have to say what? Brahmaivasmi aham. Brahmaivasmi. I self am the consciousness alone. I alone am the consciousness here. Then he also negated Animittaha Viparyasaha Katham Tasya Bhavishyati. He also, when you say there is no object at all, then where is the question of talking about the right knowledge of the object, wrong knowledge of the object? So, in the context of relative word, you can talk about what? There is a right knowledge of something, wrong knowledge of something. Is there or not? Within the realm of relative word, we can talk about the right and wrong. The standpoint of consciousness, when I negated the very object, where is right and where is wrong? There's no such thing called right or wrong. Therefore, finally, he concluded the 28th verse. Just quickly read that. Tasmanna jayate chittam.
Tasmanna jayate chittam.
Chitta drishyam na jayate.
Chitta drishyam na jayate.
Tasya pashyanti ye jatim.
Tasya pashyanti ye jatim.
Khevai pashyanti te padam.
Khevai pashyanti te padam.
Therefore, tasmat, therefore, there is no creation at all. There is no origination of anything. Chittam na jayate, there is no birth of consciousness, origination of consciousness, nor is there the creation of the universe. Creation of consciousness as the jiva also is not there. And there is no creation of the jagat also from consciousness. There is no creation at all for you. So, because just to negate that there is no creation, to say, refute that there is no creation at all. Because why? There is no object, there is no subject, there is no cause, there is no effect. Therefore, what? No, there is no creation of anything. There is only Brahma. Chittam na jayate, chitta drishyam na jayate. This is all we have seen last time, we saw already. Tasya ye pashyanti jatim, ke vai pashyanti te padam. Those who see, those who think there is a creation, those who think there is an origination of jiva or jagat, such people know that. Those who see, oh, I see, if at all, they say that there is, there's a consciousness comes and goes. This is an answer for whom? Because we saw this Madhyamika Buddha says there's nothing is there. But Yogacara Buddha, for whom consciousness comes and goes. For him, his answer is what? Chittam na jayate. Consciousness does not originate, does not come into existence. Chittam na jayate. And he uses the example he gives nice actually. Just as we can never see the footprints of the bird in the sky, so also we can never see the footprints of the fish in the water, so also it is not possible for one to see the consciousness originating. If at all people say that we see, in our understanding, there is consciousness which comes and goes. If we say, it's like saying, such people are saying, they try to see the footprints of the birds in the sky. This much we saw in the last class. It's all old lessons. To go to the new lesson today. Ajatam jayate yasmat.
Ajatam jayate yasmat.
Ajatif prakritistatah.
Ajatif prakritistatah.
Prakriter anyatha bhavah.
Prakriter anyatha bhavah.
Na kathanchit bhavishyati.
Na kathanchit bhavishyati.
Ajatam jayate yasmat.
Ajatam jayate yasmat.
Ajatif prakritisthatah.
Ajatif prakritisthatah.
Prakritiranyata bhavah.
Prakritiranyata bhavah.
Na kathanchit bhavishyati.
Na kathanchit bhavishyati.
So in this 29th karika, Gaudapada Acharya defines what is swarupam, what is intrinsic nature. He also then talks about the intrinsic nature of the Atma. As I said, when the water boils, and the boiled water is hot water, the heat obtaining in the hot water is only incidental nature. Why? Because that water after some time will get cold, will go, which means it comes and goes. The heat, which is not its own, it is borrowed from the fire, it which will go definitely after some time. It's not its own. When we call such as incidental nature, how is the water? If you say water is hot, what is the heat there? It is incidental nature. Therefore, it comes and goes. Whereas in the fire, the heat does not come. Therefore, it will never go. Also, that is intrinsic, which is swarupam. So that which does not come, the nature which does not come, which does not go, which is always there, which can never be changed, is called what? Intrinsic nature, swarupam. This swarupam. That is why we can never talk about the cold fire, isn't it? Once upon a time the fire was a little different. Now it is different. Why? Even though the global warming, we talk about the global warming, everything. A lot of changes are happening. The fire never becomes cold, isn't it? The place before, London used to be very, very cold, much colder. Now it's much hotter, you can say. That is different. But fire doesn't get cold, isn't it? Even though all these problems also will not change the intrinsic nature of elements or things. So here, intrinsic nature is that which, see the next, second line, it tells prakritehe anyatha bhavaha na kathanchit bhavishyati. That is the line. Anyatha bhavaha means becoming different. Like a fire can never become different from how it has been, isn't it? Like water can never become different from what it is. It will not become something different. Therefore he says, anyatha bhavaha means becoming different, kathanchit na bhavishyati, where never will it, no change will happen, which means never does it change. Becoming different from how it has been, what it is not possible. Na kathanchit bhavishyati, never, it is impossible. So what, that is the swarupam. Therefore, prakritihi, he uses the word prakritihi. I told you already, you had to be very careful. The word prakritihi means matter. Prakritihi means pradhanam. The word prakritihi also means simply nature, we say. Here prakritihi means swarupam. Because when explained this meaning of this word prakritihi long, long ago in some other context, I said prakritihi means matter. Remember? Why? What is the definition I gave? Prakarshena na kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. That by which something is made. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. That's why matter is called prakriti. For example, gold is the prakriti for the chain. Isn't it? So anything. The clay is the prakriti for the pot. Prakritihi literally means a material cause. Prakritihi literally means the matter. But here, prakritihi means swarupam. వాట్ ఈజ్ స్వరూపం ప్రకృతి ప్రకృతే అన్యథాభావ న కథంచిత్ భవిష్యతి. స్వరూపం ఇస్ దాట్ విచ్ నెవర్ బికమ్స్ డిఫరెంట్, విచ్ మీన్స్ విచ్ కంటిన్యూస్ టు బి ద సేమ్. దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్. సో ఇఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రకృతి స్వరూపం, దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రకృతి ఆఫ్ ది చైతన్యం హియర్? వాట్ ఈస్ ది నేచర్ స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్? ఇస్ ఇట్ అజాతి? అజాతి మీన్స్ వాట్? నో, అజాతి మీన్స్ నాన్ ఒరిజినేషన్. ఓకే, ఈస్ ది వెరీ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. నాన్ ఒరిజినేషన్ ఇంప్లైస్ వాట్? నాన్ ఒరిజినేషన్ ఇంప్లైస్ consciousness has no cause. There must be some cause for consciousness for it to originate. And consciousness is not the cause. It's not an effect. There's no, consciousness has no cause, nor is consciousness a cause. Why? Because once ajatihi, non-origination, the nature means, it is of the nature of nirvikaratvam. It is of the nature of changelessness. Isn't it? That which does not originate is of the nature of changelessness also. Therefore, it cannot be a cause also. It is neither the cause nor is it a, nor does it have an effect also. Consciousness does not originate means it has no cause. Akaranam. It has no cause. Then is consciousness the cause then? No. Consciousness is also not the cause. Well, because for any cause to become an effect, it must undergo a change. But consciousness does not undergo any change. Why? Because changelessness is its swarupam. Ajatihi is equal to nirvikaratvam also, changelessness. Non-origination implies changelessness also. Non-origination is equal to changelessness. Therefore, ajatihi implies consciousness not having a cause. It doesn't have a cause, so it cannot originate, doesn't originate. And nor is consciousness a cause, because it is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, there is no effect. Neither the cause, nor is it effect. Understand now? Therefore, ajatihi prakritihi. This is the nature of consciousness. Therefore, it does not undergo change. If not changelessness, nirvikaratvam is the nature of consciousness, swarupam of consciousness, then it cannot be the cause. Understand? Therefore, there is no creation. There is no jagat. There is no creation. That is what he wants to say.
అనాదేరంతవత్వం చ
సంసారస్య న సేత్స్యతి అనంతత
చాదిమతః
మోక్షస్య న భవిష్యతి. అనాదేరంతవత్వం చ సంసారస్య న సేత్స్యతి అనంతత చాదిమతః మోక్షస్య న భవిష్యతి.
There is something called Abhyupetyavadaha. Abhyupetyavadaha means, even if we do not accept, something is not acceptable for us, still we accept it. Okay, if we accept, what will be the result? We can say it is suppositional argument. Abhyupetyavadaha, suppositional argument. Which means we assume something which is not as though, then what will be the result? Suppose if at all we say, so already it has been made very clear, the nature of consciousness is changelessness. Therefore, changelessness is the nature, means what? It is not the effect. It is not the cause. And nor is it an effect, because therefore it is no origination. Therefore, there is no creation that has been already established. But now here what he wants to say here, so if at all we accept, anadehe antavatvam, because still we say there is anadihi, there is no samsara, therefore there is no jagat, there is no samsara also. Then here the question comes, what about the anadihi? The samsara is beginningless. If samsara is beginningless, then samsara has an end. If we say that samsara has an end, means the ending of samsara will be the beginning of moksha. If moksha has the beginning, means that moksha which has a beginning will definitely have an end also, and such moksha will be temporary moksha, which is not really desired here. Then if samsara is beginningless, if we say it can never end, there is no beginning, means it will never end also. Which means never end, means samsara has a beginning or not. You have to say samsara is not there at all. If the samsara has beginning, okay, again you can't establish the beginning of the samsara. Therefore, there's no creation, means there's no samsara. It has no beginning, means you have to say what now? It'll be endless. Samsara is beginningless, then it'll be endless also. It'll be endless means then moksha will never be possible. Anir moksha prasangaha, isn't it? Which means it will lead us to a situation of moksha being impossible. If you say samsara will come to an end, then end of samsara is going to be the beginning of moksha, means then moksha will be time bound. See, either attainment of moksha will be impossible, or the moksha attained will be temporary moksha. These are the two possibilities we have if we accept creation. If we accept the creation, understand now, if we say the consciousness comes and goes, there's a consciousness originates, and then this jagat is created, and if we say there's a creation which is real, which is samsara is real, and samsara, we can't establish, samsara has no, we saw how it is impossible for us to establish the cause of samsara. When you cannot establish the cause, means it's a beginningless, isn't it? Samsara, you say samsara has no end. Samsara is beginningless. If we say it will be endless, then moksha will be impossible. No, samsara has no beginning, but still it can come to an end, we say also, moksha will be temporary. Therefore, it has a flaw. For even if you accept also, this is the problem. The suppositional argument is present again to show, finally, definitely there is no creation. There is no samsara. There is no creator. There is no creation. There is no experiencer. There is no experienced jagat. There is no samsara. There is no moksha also. What was, what is, what will ever be, only Brahman, the consciousness, and which is, what is Brahman? I am Brahman. I am Brahma Asmi. I am consciousness. You have to drag the I from everything, from the body, mind and complex, from the gross body, all karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, pancha pranaha, manaha, buddhihi, chittama, even the knowledge, I am also is antahkarna vrittihi. Take the I, what is this I? Isn't it? I sense, we say. What is this I? You have to place only resolve in knower. You have to resolve the knower in consciousness. Because I is not an object of knowledge. And you have to, I has to be resolved only in knower, and knower has to be resolved in consciousness. Therefore, there is nothing aham brahmasmi. Conscious, I the self am consciousness. I was, I am, I'll ever be. Which means the consciousness alone was, is, and will ever be. So Brahmai vasit, Brahmai vaste, Brahmai bhavishyati. There only Brahman alone was, is, and will ever be. Okay? This is the other real, is what takes us to the vision. Go have tea and come back.